Hello.
Yeah, we got disconnected.
Right, now, do you have to do that again? Because I've got it up on the screen.
Yeah, open up, put me on speaker, come back to your home screen and open up the AnyDesk application.
Okay. Do you need the number?
Yeah, like, give a click on I'm aware of the risk.
It's slow.
So your internet connection is not secure, so that is the reason why it's getting slow. But we have only 8 minutes to verify yourself to the HSBC. So make sure I have to do that quickly.
Except start broadcast.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
So now just hold on.
Alright. Apart from that Wi-Fi,
can you see
anything like
Okay, now swipe up your screen, come back to your home screen.
Alright,
let me
just open up
the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Check the text message that you have received.
Sorry, what was that?
Check the text message that you have received.
Thank you for starting your HSBC Everyday Global account application. You can retrieve your application at hsbc.com, whatever,
okay.
Using the application reference code.
Okay, look at the top. Look at the top. There should be an arrow pointing leftward. Do you ever click on that?
Yeah. Where?
Now what do you see?
Just the same thing. Thank you for your HSBC. The Everyday Global account application.
Okay, we got disconnected one more time. Open up the AnyDesk.
You want the AnyDesk again?
Yeah. We are getting disconnected every time. I don't know why is that.
And how do you see whether anything like mobile data? Thank you.
Right.
Now give a click on accept.
All right. Just open up the setting. And now in this song, there is a search over here, there will be a search bar. You see that? There will be a small magnifying glass.
Yes, so that will
do
that again.
You see that?
Yes.
Yeah, just give a click on that. And type over there mobile data.
You can now just touch outside of the area of the black area. Touch outside of the black area.
Sorry, what was that?
Touch outside of the black area of your screen. Touch on the white area on your screen.
So this
is showing screen broadcast AnyDesk.
Up your screen. You swipe up your screen from bottom to top.
Now, do you see any options
come
up like mobile
data? Swipe up your screen from bottom to top.
Yeah, well, I've got a deep bit.
Yeah, just open up the text message.
Hello.
Thank you for starting your HSBC Everyday Global account application. You can retrieve your application.
Look at the top left-hand side. There should be an arrow. You ever click on that arrow?
Yep.
Okay. Now, can you see? Please verify your ID online. Give a touch on that message. Now, give a click on that link. Yeah, give a click on that link.
All right, yeah.
Hi, this is Alex from Vienna.
Hello? Yes, first of all, just put me on speaker.
Now, be handy with your driver license.
So do you want the front?
Yeah, give a click on take photo.
Sorry?
You just swipe up your screen from bottom to top again.
So I've got take photo and skip.
You need to open up the any desk again.
Yeah.
Open up the any desk and do let me.
And now you just try open up the Play Store once again. And now what
is going on
the
Play Store? Okay. Now I'm sending you.
Yeah. I've got any desk and it's got the number there. So all what right. Now?
Okay, just hold on. Give a click on accept.
You want to first be I am aware?
Yes. Yes. Okay, now swipe up your screen from bottom to top and come back to your home screen.
And now what you should be looking for that go and
you know what the problem might be?
Right.
Could not connect. It keeps coming up. It could not get it. It just came up. It could not connect.
Okay, you open up the text message.
Sorry.
You have closed it. Like, you have to do it once again.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Do you want the text message open or closed?
So you just need to open up the any desk. You close it down. The any desk.
Give it another go. It's come up with a message. Could not connect.
Okay, maybe it's because from your network that is going on.
And do you remember what was the closing balance from that?
Nothing's happening.
Okay, it will come up. Hold on.
Thank you for holding the line. This is Alex from eBay. How can I help you?
And you have alright. Apart from that, bank, you have.
Now, can you see any option? It says I'm aware of the risk.
Yeah.
Give a click on that.
Except.
Yes.
Alright, I'm using the
order.
Then give a click on start broadcast once you can see it.
Yep. You know the black stripe down the bottom where you swipe up with?
Yeah, now just swipe up your, swipe up your screen from bottom to top.
The black stripe underneath, you do press on that and take it up, don't you?
Yeah, just swipe up your screen on, you need to swipe up that screen from there on that black stroke.
Oh, so you're doing it every time. It's done it again.
Just read it again. Just read once.
Yeah, well, that's what I did. And it doesn't seem to be swiping. I did then. Okay. Not working.
The way you come back to your home screen, just come back to your home screen.
Yep.
Yeah, now just hold on. I'm sending you a new message. Okay. Now, check your mobile phone. You have received a new message on this time. A new message. I will gonna let you know when I will gonna send the message. You have received the previous message. I'm sending you the recent message. Just hold on.
Okay.
Now check your message that have you received any message or not.
No, please verify your ID online. Is that what you're after?
Yes, right. Have you received that message now?
Yeah. So the bottom one's a new one. The top one's a new one, is it? Or the bottom? The top one.
Yes, top one. Open up that one. And click on the link. Yeah, click on that link.
Take a photo of the front of your driver's license.
Yeah, now be handy with your driver license and take a photo and make sure while you are putting, take the picture, the four side of your driver license should be visible and give a click on that, take photo and do let me know what do you see.
Something's gone wrong. Please try restarting the ID verification with a new source link.
Maybe you have opened up the previous link.
No.
Check the message.
No, nothing. There's only the please verify your ID online here. And the number is JOW to continue. And then that one underneath is the old one, I think. So the new one would have been on top, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and what is the time? You just click on the link according to the time.
I've only got one time. They're both put, one's fallen under the other.
No, just check the time. It should be about 3:48.
3:50.
3:50? Like, oh, you just open up the any desk again.
Yeah.
Yeah, now give a click on I'm aware of the risk. Then accept for two times.
The accept's not working. Oh, hang on. Accept again.
Yes.
Any death, start broadcast.
Yes.
It might be this area that I'm into.
Now swipe up your screen from bottom to top.
No, still done it again.
Now open up the...
Yeah.
Scroll down from bottom to top. Swipe up your screen. Now open up the message.
Sorry?
Open up the message. Like, why you are closing it down?
Hey?
Why you are closing it any day? Like, yesterday we are not facing the same problem. Can you see the numbers on the any day?
I don't know. It's just got the number, your address, and then there's nothing.
You need to do it once again. Yesterday we are not facing this sort of problem. You just open up the...
Hang on. We've got distortion. I can't hear you. Yeah, right. See if we're going better now. Yep.
Once you click on start broadcast, you need to, the way you come back to your home screen, you need to come back to the home screen. Like, you don't open up the AnyDesk application on that time. That is the reason why it's showing you like this. The way
so
you come back to the home screen.
Hang on.
Yes.
Right. Left-hand side. Okay. Is that right?
Now, what do you see on your screen at the moment?
I've got the address.
Okay, now you need to do that. You need to do that once again because we are getting disconnected every time.
I'm going to pull out in a minute. Start broadcast.
Yes. Now, once you click on start broadcast, the way you come back to your home screen, just come back to your home screen normally.
So,
the way you know.
So I'm at the I'm at that start broadcast thing. So I go up the left hand side, do I, or do I click on that bar at the bottom?
You, the way you come back to your home screen, the way you know, just come back to your home screen.
Well, every time I hit that bar, that's when we go off air. But
so
it doesn't happen any other time.
Okay, then you do one thing, do it from the left-hand side.
Yeah. So touching that bar on the left hand of the bar.
Yes.
Yeah, it's dropping down. It's not going up when I have to send it up.
Okay, the way you come back to your home screen, just come back to the home screen. That's it.
Yeah, there it is. And when I do that on that other thing, it doesn't work.
Okay, now open up the message.
Right, yep.
Now...
It's got two messages the same.
Now click on the second one.
Yes, hello.
Now, yeah, give a click on take photo.
Excuse. Yeah. Is it on there? Where do I send it? What do I do?
Make it close. Make it close. Make it close.
Oh, you want to close the photo?
No, make it. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't shake your hands.
I can't stop it.
Yeah, now take the picture. Yeah, now give a click on use photo. Give a click on looks good.
No, ma'am.
It says glare detected. So give a click on retake photo. Like it's. Give a click on retake photo.
Yeah.
And make sure like give a click on take photo.
I'm just sorry. Did you go back?
Give a click on take photo where it says take photo. And make sure this time you need to take the picture properly so that no shadow will come up. No shadow will come and no, like, don't shake your hands.
Peter, do you want to come and take it? I can't stop shaking. You put me through too much stress.
Hello, now you can hear me, ma'am?
Use photo.
Yes.
Looks good.
It will come up. Hold on.
Alright. So just scroll down the page a little bit.
Now, it was asking for place side down on flat surface. What is it?
It's on a table. It's on a flat surface.
Give a click on take photo. Like it's not coming up, it's not taking you to that. You just give a click on take photo once again.
Well, it's on a table. I turned the light off to stop the
glare. Yeah. Just give a tick mark on the box, like asking for a password.
Is that alright?
Always in lower cases and don't give a
space. Take the photo.
Type P as in
P. Use photo.
You know, like it should be, give a click on that, looks and good and check that is it taking or not.
Not doing it again.
Then A as in upper.
Okay, now it says, give a click on, what it says, take a photo of yourself. Now give a click on take photo. And take off your glasses. Give a click on take photo. Yeah.
So how do you do that?
Give a click on take photo. Give a click on take photo.
I can't hear you.
Give a click on take photo on the red color box. Give a click on allow.
Just give a click on okay.
Oh, he's everywhere, boy.
You need to fit your pitch.
And now what option is
on that?
No, something's gone wrong. Why did that happen?
Because
just
wait.
This is not fair. I don't
want to
do it.
On that page.
You see that it is for the secure ID verification. It is clicked on close. We have to do it from the beginning. The one thing. Come back to your home screen first. Come back to your home screen with sending you the notification and we need to. We have to do it very fast. So that is the reason why it's not coming up.
What do you want? Any day?
Just hold on. No, you don't have to do anything. Just hold on. Just stay on the line.
Hello? Hello?
Nitya Lagya.
Hello?
Nitya Lagya.
Yeah, now you can hear me now?
Just hold on. In the meantime, if you do one thing, you just have a glass of water or a cup of coffee. In the meantime, you do one thing, you can go ahead and have a glass of water or a cup of tea.
Hello, ma'am.
I'm going to go have a grog. No, I don't drink. So that's not going to happen in
your class.
Just hold on. It's not coming up, so that's why.
It will be 888-4-5-3-953. Yes. And now just, and ma'am, apart, just confirm me one thing, ma'am, like apart from this phone, like do you have any computer or any laptop with you?
And what was the average? It is 143.
Yeah, what was that?
What was the average? 143.
I can't hear you.
What was the average of yours? 143?
143, that's correct.
Then?
James Ellis Street.
B-A.
D-A-N-D.
I got it. Now just open up the AnyDesk application from your mobile phone.
Yep. Open.
Okay. Now follow the verifications. Double click on accept. Yes, first of all accept it, then we will gonna do that. Accept it. Then give us a yes. Yes.
Now,
just hold on. Now, the way you have done that in the last time, from your left, from the left hand side, now swipe up that screen and come back to the home screen.
You know the black
bar down the
bottom.
All right.
Yeah, from the left hand side you have to do that.
So, going up the edge of the screen?
Yeah, from the left hand side.
No, sound it again.
Alright.
Yeah.
And let's stop on that. You're
not working.
You're not working.
Okay, you do that. The last time, the way you have done, just do that this time. Last time you have done that from the left of that side. You need to do that from that side.
Okay, so the black strip down the bottom, do you put your finger on the black strip or not?
Yeah, the last time, what you have done on the last time?
So whatever thing you do now, over the phone, start.
Now, just hold on. Now check the message. You have received a new message on your phone.
I've got a HSBC message.
Open up your
email.
Password. Okay. Now just hold on. Now we will gonna sending you that notification one more time. Yeah, just come back to your home screen.
Clicking on any desk now.
No, don't any desk. How do you normally come back to the home screen? Like, you swipe up your screen.
I'm on the screen now. Yes.
Okay. Now I'm asking you. Before that, how do you come back to the home screen? You just touch the touch that bar and come back to the home screen, or just swipe?
I tap the black bar to swipe.
And if you can't touch the black bar, then how you can come back to the home screen?
I don't know.
If you do the swipe the bar up from the left hand side, then it will also come up and come back to the home screen. Now open up the any desk.
Right. The numbers are there.
And now you see on the screen like download now. Download now.
Now give a click on accept.
And now it's showing you to download now once again, or in the left hand side download the file is downloading. Then it is 65.
Okay, now you don't have to touch that bar on the black bar. You just swipe up your screen from the left hand side and check that is it working or not.
You don't touch the black bar. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Don't touch the black bar and touch it from the left hand side and come back to the
So they'll be using my phone.
Yeah, so You don't touch the black bar and touch outside of the black bar from bottom to top and come back to the home.
So you touch the black bar from bottom to top?
No, if you don't touch the black bar from bottom to top, can't you be able to come back to your home screen?
Yeah, there it is there.
Okay, now hold on.
Download now. Yes, and now in the left-hand side, down corner, there is anydesk.txt file.
Okay, now check your messages. You have received a message on your cell phone. Open up the first message quickly.
Which one?
Click on the first message that you have received quickly. Please verify your ID. Now, click on the last link that you have received, the last message.
So have you clicked on download now? And now what? Yes. Just give a click on that.
Now give a click on take photo. Give a click on take photo.
Yep.
Now, take the picture of the driver license properly and make it close so that both sides should be visible properly.
Yeah, just give a click on download now once again.
Give a click on use photo.
And now do you see in the left hand side?
Give a click on looks good.
Index.txt file is downloading. It will be in the left hand side down bottom corner.
Yes. I thought it was the back.
Yes. No, it says place your card picture side down on a flat surface.
Yeah, to take the back of the license.
Yeah.
No, it should be in front of the license. It would be asking for it, but it says that picture side down on a flat surface. You need to put it on a flat surface, it says. Give a click on take photo once again. But it's not coming up, you see. Give a click on take photo once again and take the picture properly from the top.
It's on a flat surface, it's on a table. Can you see it from there?
But the server is not taking it, so that's why.
We just click on download again.
Yeah, now you need to take a picture of yourself. Give a click on take photo.
Find your file. Alright.
That's something like
a... Give a click on take photo. Give a click on allow. Now, you need to fit your photo outside of that, inside of that area.
Is that okay?
Yeah, give a click on OK. Give a touch on that white where it says take a self-portrait, give a touch on that. Give a click on looks good. Yeah, give a click on that and check that is it taking it or not.
The control button.
Yeah, hold on. Yes, right. Now just hold on. Yes, right. Now, what is your current employment status?
Sorry?
What is?
A disability worker.
Worker. There should be something coming up like, it should be coming up like this. Please select, it says casual, contractor, full-time education, full-time employment, casual.
And I also have my own business doing all the
right.
same job.
Okay, business owner, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, nature of business would be?
Same as the first one. Disability support worker.
Disability support worker. Hold on.
Yeah, just tell me that number.
Industry would be health insurance, legal, agriculture, building and construction, consumer, durables and apparel, legal, commercial, professional service, property, real estate. What was that? What I want to select?
I didn't hear that.
Like you need to select it from here. Like it says industry, agriculture, building and construction, consumer, durables and apparel, telecommunication, consumer. Occupation would be
it's like people who you look after NDIS clients, so it's called a disability support worker.
Should I make it as child that's not the word. Child care worker?
No, it's not a child, it's a carer.
It's not coming, so that's why I said. I make it as professional.
Yep.
Do you have got any business name?
I've got a business name. It's Anne Marie Egan.
Anne Marie. A M.
Anne. A double N. It's my name. A double N.
Yes.
A double E. Egan. E G A N.
Okay. Could you just confirm me with the business address?
The address of where I live now.
Any business address?
Where I live now. It's on the phone.
Okay, then it is 143.
Yes. And
then B A or D U? D A N.
No, what?
Yeah, I got it.
Dangerous Street,
Narimon, Okay, now select the maintain source of deposit to this account. Please select. It should be, should I select it like salary investment income?
mine is I claim, I make a claim for the payment and they send it to me. So, yes. Yep.
Salary or investment income should I select? Investment income I said I'm selecting then.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And now
do you pay tax in Australia? Yes.
Yes.
Do you have got any Australian tax file number? Okay, it's optional.
I've got a tax file number, but I haven't got it here.
Do you pay tax outside of Australia? No.
No.
Annual earning before tax. They just give me
what was that?
Please enter annual earning before tax.
Now with mine, I collect the salary, I do my tax return and they send me the bill. The other one is taxes being paid to me.
Okay, I'm selected as an employee. Right.
I'm an employee on one and then money paid to me. I put it in, and it goes just into my tax return.
Just hold on for a moment, let me have a word with my team.
All right, both
And I'm putting you on a hold for a moment and I'll get back to you, all right? So just stay on the line.
Okay.
Yep. You there, Anne?
Yeah.
Yeah, just check your text message. You have received a text message from the HSBC. The first message that you have received. About HSBC.
Okay, so thank you for your support for starting your HSB Everyday Global Account application. You can retrieve your application and HSB using an application reference code. Okay,
I'm
going to be reading.
I'm sending you a new code. Make sure you need to make it fast as you can. Alright? So
what was that, sorry?
I'm sending you one more message. Just hold on. Check your message. I have sent you a written message right now. Now check the message. What is the code do you see?
216066. Is the one-time verification of the application.
All right. Now just leave that. I'm putting you on a hold for a moment again. Just hold on.
What are you doing?
Is there Anne?
Yeah.
Yeah, now if you're going to receive a text message on your mobile phone within a moment, okay? So just be ready.
Just don't frighten me for long distances. I think you've taken off on me.
Like,
oh, look, I'm a mess. I'm sorry.
Yeah, just take your message. You have received a text message on your mobile phone. The first one. Open up the first one.
Okay, hang on till I get to it. Thank you for starting your HSB day-to-day account. Is that the one?
You can
retrieve.
Yeah, confirm me the code. Can you see any code over there? 6-digit code.
No, I can't see any code.
Okay, I'm sending you the code once again. Just be ready.
No, hang on. I think we'll send it again and then I'll know. Yes.
Yeah, I have sent it in once again. Check the new message that you have received.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for starting on your research. The code is AE. This is the second message.
Open up the message. Open up the first
message
that you have received.
The second message.
The first message that you have received.
The first message is 157692 is the one-time verification code for your HSBC application. This code is valid for 45 seconds.
You need to do it quickly. We are sending you a new message. Just check the timing you have to see that you have received the text message. Just check the timing. Okay? I'm sending you to...
Hang on. The whole phone's gone funny.
But delete the messages first. If you want to delete the messages, the whole message is that you have...
It's too confusing. Okay, I'm just gonna. How do you delete them? They're just going to. Okay, so how do you delete? Oh,
all right, you just leave it. You will gonna receive a new message. The first message you will gonna receive it. It would be. It has only 45 seconds of validity. You need to be quick, sister. I'm sending you the code. Now, just now you have received a message. Check it.
Yeah.
So
that goes to the bottom of the page. Is that right? All the other messages?
Yeah, the six-digit code do you see over there?
920652 is the one-time verification code.
Nine two zero six five two.
Yeah, that's the last one that came through, and it's at the bottom of the messages.
Just hold on. Just come back to your home screen and just do your work. there?
Hello.
Yeah. Like as because we have tried our level best, but it's not happening. I have tried to open up the HSBC online account, but it's not working. It says that you have to call them up, then you have to do that. So is it possible for you to call up the HSBC to create an account?
I've got to do it all again over the phone.
Like it's not the home bank that you need to call. You need to call up the HSBC actually.
So the whole thing's got to be done again from scratch.
Like we have you see that you have tried it. You have took a picture of your driver's license. You have took a selfie as well. But the thing is that it is not working.
Well, the other thing is, can I propose that it goes to a local bank so I can keep an eye on it too? This is just too hard.
You can do that, but you need to create an online account in the HSBC. It would be very easier. So that's why. Like, if you get tired of this today, like you don't have to do it today, or should I help you? Like, you can call them up after a few moments if you want, because you see that I have also tried my level best to open up the account for you on the online, but it's not working. It says that you need to go down to the visit to the bank, or you need to speak to them while you are putting the details. Now in that case I can tell you that in which number you can call them up. They will go and guide you.
Can I suggest something else? Just transferring. Well, who's got hold over that account with the Commonwealth? The Commonwealth haven't they? They've got it all tied up at the moment.
Mhm. Yeah, Commonwealth. You need to speak to your fraud department tomorrow to unblock your account. They said the lady that they said to you that you have to unblock your account first.
I don't know. Look, I'm so confused. I know you've tried so hard, but I would feel happier if I had it local. That's the only thing. Now that you've got to this and can't do it with HSBC, could we do it? Could I just transfer it to a local bank?
Yes, you can do that. But the thing is that as because you told me that you haven't got any HSBC bank nearby to your place, so that's what I told you. If we can able to do that online, it would be easier for both of us. That's what I told you.
Yeah. All right. Well, how complicated is this HSBC?
No, it's not complicated after we open up the account, because it says maybe the details is not matched. So that is the reason maybe that we are facing this issue. Now in that case, I can provide you a number where you can call up HSBC and tell them that we are trying to register yourself.
Yeah.
You wanted to open up a bank account on the HSBC and you have tried it online. But it says that something went wrong. We need to speak and I have got this number. So I'm calling you guys up. So I wanted to open up a new account. And if they say that in that case, you can simply go down to the local store, local branch, and open up the account from there. You tell them that there is no local branch nearby to my place, and HSBC is a global account. So that is the reason why I just wanted to open up an account on the HSBC.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what's the number?
Yeah, it's 1300.
Yeah.
131.
Yeah.
605.
Okay.
Now,
I'll ring them and see what they say.
Yeah, and if they say that you need to come down to the branch, tell them there is no local branch nearby. And if they say, yes, there is a local branch nearby, tell them I wanted to do that online. Because if I go to the local branch and doing it from there, it will take some time to activate my bank account. So I wanted to do that online because I heard about the HSBC online banking before and I know that it's working good. So that is the reason why I just wanted to open up a global everyday account over there. A global account. You just mentioned them. You wanted to open up a global account.
Yeah. Okay. So now what number do I ring you back on?
You can text me on that email.
Okay. Nadia. I'll give them a ring and see what they say. Okay.
All right.
Otherwise, I think we need to look local. I don't know. I'm just beside myself at the moment with it.
Okay. I'll let you know. First of all, we'll try this, or else I will gonna let you know.
I'll ring them and see what they say. Okay.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Thank
Talk
you.
To you soon.
Bye.
Bye.